no matter what the score was, we had the mindset to go down and score every time we got the ball. I mean, it was nice having the lead. Obviously, them scoring kind of swung momentum in that direction a little bit. But you know, I was glad. We were all happy that we got it back and finished off what we did.
Ty, what was working for you on those fronts on the outside in that 98-yard drive?
Say that again?
What was working for you on some of those outside runs to get that 98-yard drive going?
I mean, just communicating with the O-line, and everybody did a great job blocking. I had to weave my way through there, be patient a little bit, have some good vision, but those guys up front did a great job, and I was able to find it and hit it the right way.
How resilient is this offense, though, when things aren't really going your way early in that second half, to then have two very long drives and you guys won the game?
It feels great. I mean, that's what you want to happen, those drives that we had. So to be able to do that, take the time off the clock and then go down and finish and score, it's huge.
I know a guy slipped though, but were you surprised to see Jordy that wide open for that touchdown?
Not really. I've seen him wide open plenty of times. So when he is wide open, I'm like, hey, got another one.
What do you think of Aaron's performance despite the fact that he was hurting a lot today?
I mean, we all saw it. I mean, Aaron's, like I say, every time y'all ask me about Aaron, man, we know who he is. And we know what we got in him. And it's always it's a blessing to go out there and play with him. And then for him to just do what he does, I mean, it's awesome. You know, I feel honored to be back there helping protect him.
Ty, given this division race, how fitting is it that Seattle comes in here next week with so much on the line here at home?
It don't matter who's coming in here next week. Our goal is to just win out. That's our mindset. No matter who it is, Seattle just happens to be next.
We just hit a big kickoff return today on the right.
Yeah, great blocking. I'm guessing it was a mishit. You know, I don't see that really being a squib situation. And it's a great job blocking the front, and I was able to see it and hit it. Unfortunately, I had some, like, ice, snow, slush buildup on the bottom of my cleat, so I couldn't really hit the corner the way I wanted to, trying not to slip. So, yeah, I'm thankful for what I was able to get.
Is that something you adjust to as the game goes on? That happens a couple times. Is that still started to accumulate on the field?
I mean, it's something you gotta overcome. A little adversity, but you know, you gotta keep your balance and just be very calculated with your footing.